So Sivcha of Zion speaks about Tinoik Shleigi is Van Leroy's. Vihi, what's a Tinoik? It's Kitan Shleigi Lemehan Urim. I feel it via Shte Saris. Vachain, similarly, I feel it Gili Mehan Urim. She reached the age of Urim, and Botkab Levia Shte Saris. He Kavaz Vez Kishar Nashim Shalish Rios. Shah Vestes and four by Vesta Flogis. So, I think we might have spoken about this a little in earlier simonim. A ketana, what are we talking about? A ketana shleigili mein ne'urim. What is that? So the in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Siv Beis, and in the Shach, Siv Katan Samach Gimel, it's mevor that it means 12 years old. 12, yud bei shanim v'yoy mechad. The Divrei Chamudos. In Nida, the fifth parak, I say, he says you need Yud Beis Shanim me'es leis, based on a Tosfos. A Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, that year they need me'es leis, and that's why we see it also in a Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezer, Siman Kuf Nun Hei. But the Bach, Sma, Shach, and many other shittas, the Magen Avraham in Nun Gimel, the Taz, others in Vur that you do not need me'es leis. As long as she started that first day of her 13th year, she's considered a gedola. And that's the way many other achrayim, Mishnah Melech, others are mechiach from different rishayim, from Rashi, that entering in to the day that she was born, that's enough. So now over here it says, Ketana shlo yigili mei hanurim. She didn't reach yimei hanurim. Afilu hevia beis Cyrus. Even she already brought beis Cyrus. In Evan Ezer, the Ramah over there in Kufrin Hay, Sif Yedalid, over there the Evan Ezer brings from the Rosh and the Torah that if she brought Cyrus on the last day of her Yud Beis, she's considered a Gedola. We don't consider it a Shuma. Now the. There is a Rashi, in Nida, the Heyam and Aleph, in our sugi is over here, that over there, the Maska and Chayshin, that the Katana, the Zman of Katana Tzidam, is from when she starts bringing to Cyrus, or Bas Yud Beis Shani Yemecha, or, right? So Rashi is of the, seems from Rashi, the Rashi is of the opinion, that's why the Bach and the Gra, the Bach and Kuf Tzadi, and the Gra of, in Islam Tess, learns in the Das of Rashi that even though Lenya Chalitza and Miun, which is what that's what they're speaking about in Evan Ezra over the Kuf Hei, Kuf Nun Hei, they're talking about Miun, right? Even though Ligabe Lenya Chalitza and Miun, she's still a Katana until she brings Beis Cyrus, after Yud Beis Shana, she's bringing. She has to reach Yud Beis Shana and bring to Cyrus, but the Nida, as soon as she brings to Cyrus, even though she's still not Bas Yud Beis Shana V'yem Echad, or she's a Bas Yud Beis Shana V'yem Echad, even though she did not bring Beis Cyrus, she's Becheskid that she sees Dam. That's where the Medayik and Rashi in the Pre-Day over here also in Oismet, also in Torah Kesem, Oismet also seems to. The Siddur Torah in Kuf Tzadi, back in Kuf Tzadi, points out that Rashi is only going according to the Man Domo, that Toich Zman is called Acha Zman. The Mela Halacha says Siddur Torah Rashi is done again. So Halacha, talk of Rashi, we don't find Rashi in Halacha L'maisa. It's not going to be Negev. Now, it says over here, what? In Kuf Tzadi. I think it's Osei. Now, over here, let's say, it says, the Shulchan Aruch said, V'chein, afilu yigiyo limei ha'ne'urim, she reached yimei ha'ne'urim, in batkua v'leivya, they said, if they checked her, and she didn't bring Cyrus, do we need to check her? We need to check her? So the Gra'a Nais Mem says, "In Bat Kua, K'mosh Kosev Shandaf Mem Vav Amral Pilch Sachoish V'chulu V'ani Mili, V'achanami Vestis Drabanim V'Davka Bat Kua, Ablav V'chichazaka V'chulu." The Gra's saying is that if they didn't check her, not that we have to check her, but if they did check her and she didn't bring Shtei Seiris, okay, but if we did not check her, then what's the din? So there's a chazaka that she brought Shtei Seiris and she has a din like a gedayla. And that's why it's before in the Gemara, that's why he's being saying over here. The Indian dinim drabanan, we take on chazak. The Indian deraisa, that we need bedika for. And therefore, over here, where vestis is drabanan, that's what the going says, v'hochanami vestis drabanan. Since vestis is drabanan, we're going to be saying chazak, and you don't have to check. The Daki Tshuva in Kuf Pei Dalet, Ois Chuf Gilm brings up from the Levana in Neta, that if let's say we see there's no Cyrus, let's say Batku, we see there's no Cyrus, we're not choishish that maybe there was and fell out. Because since the priest is Samach Leves is Midrabanan, since it's a Dindrabanan, by Surin Drabanan, we're not choishish as it's Mavur of Nekuf Nene. So again,
So in the field, the Achrayim movement that's Teresa, Tashmish, and we would be.
That's a good question. I was going back to the Lumnus and Kufay Dalid, where we had Reb Chaim and others that want to split, that there could be a Dindaraisa, but Vestas, right.
So they wouldn't be Chayim to. They wouldn't be Chayim if they didn't find anything?
It's common that they got married at 12.
I don't know, that's what you
only mean. Shots when they were in Tzoris and they had the in Taman.
She just read those
13,
12-year-old. No, it's not.
Like anyway, though,
but we only wanted to hear
Bonner. I was actually at a Levaya before Pesach. I officiated at Levaya. I didn't know who she was. I had to speak there. And she got... was during the war. It was right after the war. So she got married when she was like 15.
Plus.
No, they don't. Okay, let's go. So But the mice, if you take a look at Shulchan Aruch of the Kofrin Hay, Sivcha Beis, over there brings an Egeish Oymim. Egeish Oymim, the Bezman Azeh, where Machmer not to do Mian after Yud Beis Shanim, even though you were Nivdekah and we didn't find Beis Cyrus, Apia Toysis in Nidin Nun Beis Amid Beis, Tzimra Mascha Halacha, Meshen Rabbein Tam, that since we're not Bekim in this Bedika, therefore, we don't do mian afterwards. The question is, why over here the mechaber was sasam lahakal? He doesn't even bring down the siyash ayimim of his manzis. So the goyin over here, this goyin that we read just before, he's talking with tzayin. He says kamosh kasev sham va'ayin. He says va'ayin be'evan ez the sima kufnun hay. What's va'ayin and evan ez the kufnun hay? So he's saying like over there, you'll see that there's a yesh ayimim. Why talk the mechaber if it doesn't bring it down? So there are chayim the base of frame that flow which give different chalukim between the two, but we're not going to go into them right now. Over here, now another interesting point here is that the mechaber says that what are we waiting for? Even though she's hooked to be a roya and she was kavei a vest, in paska shalosh oynes beinanis. If she stopped three oyna beinanis, shame tishim yom, which are 90 days, v'lo rasa. Three oyna beinanis is 90 days, says the Chacham Tzvi. And Kuf Yudalid, which we saw a lot of that tshuva, says, one second, make a cheshvin. If you hold that Oyna Beinus is Yom Shloshim, there's really 29 days between each Re'iyah, right? It's on the 30th day that she's getting her Re'iyah. So it's really between today and to the next 30 is 29 days. So it should really be a sach hakol 87 days, not 90. If you learn that the yom, if you learn bein is 31 days, then it's very meduik. It's 90 days. So the chayra, it seems from here that Ayna Bein should be 31. If you take a look at the Rambam, he points out, he says, take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says a different lashon. Doesn't say like the Mechab. The Rambam says, Gimel Chadashim. I'm sorry, he says, Gimel Oynais. I'm not sure if this is the exact lashon. Gimel Oynais, Shehem Gimel Chadashim. He doesn't say a number. He says 3 months. And Echram could be 3 months depending on let's say a chaser or whatever the month is, it could come out to 87 days. But the Lemaisa, the Torah and the Mechaba does say 90 days. So he wants to be miyashiv it in one of a few ways. Either that the taka were medaik and they just rounded it off to a complete number and lechumrah. She has to wait 90 days, but really 87 would be enough, but they didn't want to say 87, they rounded off. Or since the derech of some women is to be kaveya for the Yom HaChodesh, so therefore they were machmer not to consider a mesulekes until 3 times you had 30 complete days. Or in a chanami, if she sees on the 30th day. And kind of we're talking about someone who sees when we say 30 days, it's for a lady who actually sees 30 days. But someone who doesn't see every 30 days, so then it's 90 days. Meaning that you can't bring a raya from the one that sees every 30 days to the one that doesn't see. And then therefore we have to wait. Okay, I'm not sure what this teretz exactly is, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav also points out this nedik, and the Maisa comes out that you need to wait 90 days. Yeah.
Isn't this the Shach also?
Shach Sukkot and Samchei?
Yeah, it's the Lamed, it's here.
Or back over there. Yeah, that's one of his kashas over there. That's why I said. That's why I said we saw the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi when we learned that shach. Right, but this I'm just pointing out one point that's negated to us over here. Right, correct. Okay, now another point.
He as well say that it's a rat. It has to be 31.
Right, correct.
Right. So what's the answer then? Well, dafka.
So it's either they round it off, or because what was the second terrors we gave?
We said because some women see Rosh Chodashim.
Right, so you want to make sure to get 3 Rosh Chodashim, or he gives a third terrors over there.
Oh, that has to do with Stam Hashem, which is Stam is 3
Rosh Chodashim, Yeah. Come on, he tries to answer it off, but at the end of the day, Halach Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch Rav also quotes this Tshuva Chassam Sefer. He only quotes the third terrors actually, and it comes out that it's 90 days. Okay. So, what? Shulchan Aruch Rav
brings the Chamzi.
Chassam Sefer brings the Chamzi? Okay. The Mechaber says further. The Mechaber says that, let's say she saw, she says, V'leira se'enech ha'chit l'ves t'arishin k'lav chazr l'kadmusa. And she goes back to her original stage. Va'afilu chazra liris ba'oisan oinais. Shaisa lemuda liris ben. Eine chasheshes ashetachzo v'tikvenu shalish pa'am. Fish eine bas damim v'nizgalish adamim shayim mikrahaya. Right? Which is mashma that... It's mashma that in the beginning he was talking about, right? What's vafilu, right? Again, he says vafilu, and even if it was chazra liris ba'isa oinais, still. So before the vafilu, he was talking about where she didn't go back to seeing in the same oinais that she used to be seeing. So what's the chiddush? The Reish learned the Sifta Zvav that Isha was Sifsika three Einais. She's not Chosh for a vest until she's Chosh to her original Aina. So the Prisha Taka says there's no specific Chiddush, it's the same Chiddush. It's just that it's the flow of the words about Filu. It's not saying any extra Chiddush over here. The Shach and Sifkot and Samchei, he's Matcha this explanation of Sifchav Ches, where over there it's before this din also for Zakan, and over there you can't say that the Ikeh Chiddush is that when she goes back to those Einais. Because this din is in Siflamid, right? So he gives a different teretz. The Shach gives a different teretz. You know, what the Shach is pointing out is, he's saying that from the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that even if she was chazra to see, from the Mafila's mashma, even if she did not go back to see on the same Einais, there's still enough kamina between a tinaikish legilis manaliris to a gedolus gears manaliris, right? That's the deal we're making over here. So on that, the Shach says that by vest hachodesh besiruk, there's enough community even without chazur liris at all. For example, if the vest hachodesh besiruk, she saw every 2 months, so by gedola that she's kavei a vest, so then she'll need to go by 3 times. 2 months to 2 months, and that's it. But Ketan, it's enough, 90 days. That's where the Chiddush is, right? She sees every 2 months, so she's seeing every 60 days. So G'dayla, to uproot that, we have to not see 60 times 3. For Ketan, it's enough, 90 days. Or by Vesta Flaga, if she didn't go back to seeing at all, so Betzim, there's not enough meaning between Ketan and G'dayla. But if she went back to seeing in the same oinos that she used to see, so again it's nafkamina. If she was regilas to see a flog of 35 days, so by ketan, if she didn't see 90 days, it's very necker. A gedola, because mana she didn't pass 105 days, right? 3 times 35, it's not necker. And then if she goes back to see on, if she goes back to seeing, then she has again filed the cheshbon with 35 and 105 and all that. There's another pirush that the preacher brings down. The Bach talks about the Shach, which we just mentioned. Okay. Now over here it's mashma that a ketana doesn't become a chuzekes bedamim till she's kaveh for herself a vest. Because man, she wasn't kaveh for herself a vest, even if she saw many times one after another, she's not chosh for her vest, and that's why it's important in the Beis Yosef, also the Shach and the Kutz HaKesef. But the Taz in Reis Mem Gimel says that she saw 3 times, even if it's not in the same Einais, she's not and she was not kaveh a vest. Still, she's chuchsika to see dam and chosh for a vest like other women. That which it says over here that she's not ain't chosheshet ashet tikva. So the Taz says means she's not chosh for a vest kavua that she had earlier, because she was sifsika until she goes back to be kaveyed. The Sidri Taira in Islam Das seems to be masking to the Taz, the Chavs Das, the Chavs Simla also. That's where they go halacha. But the place in Shulchan Aruch Rav, go with the Shach. If it comes up, you'll have to figure out what to do. The Shach in Ois Ayin Aleph says something interesting. And he says, Ois Ayin Aleph, he says over here, he says, Ayin Aleph is the race of Chav Ches. Right, okay, so now in Simchav Ches, let's go to Simchav Ches. So, V'chein Zekena She'avra Ola Shalish Oynais V'shin Zekena V'le Rasar Zum Salak Es Dam V'chein, right? V'eina Cheshesh L'Ves Arishin V'ketana V'zekena Eina Cheshesh L'Ves Shein Ekvo. So now, in Simchav Zayin, what do we learn? The 3 Oynais are 90 days. Lein is a kena. The Chabad doesn't spell it out. Shabralah shalish oinis. He doesn't say what it is. So from the shach in oisamachay is before that there's no chilek from the kash on the drish over there. So before that is not a chalek, and that's where the Chavos Das and Chidushim and Zayin the Chochmas Adam write also. Same thing is by Zakena, it's 90 days. So if 90 days go by and she didn't see, Arizmus like is done. The Lechem is similar, brings from the Tashbates that Leni is Zakena. If she never had a best Kavua, now she comes to like is done, Ayyadei, three Aina Bainis. Then she comes through three Aina Bainis. But if let's say she had a Ves Kavua, then it's not enough three Oinabainis that passed. She needs three Oinas that she was regila to see in with her Ves Kavua to be Necker. And that's the way the Marsha also in Yeram Bey seems to say. The Sidri Taira of Ein Islam Bey, he has a Tzmi on the Shach, and he's Mitzadeh to say like the Tajbeitz in the Marsha. And he remains with Tzarch Ian on the Shach. Now the Shach over here in Ayin Aleph, the Shach says, he ends off, Vida, the B'chol Magam Shanema, B'chol Simen Zeh, Shekova Vesta, Imu Lahakol, Hudavke Shleib Mei Nidim Mei Ziva, Kediz Baraj B'Shah Paiskim. I recorded this all the way in the beginning of Kufpe Gimel, because. So the Shach is telling us that wherever we mention this simen that she's kaveh avest, if that kaveh avest is the kula, it's davke v'shleim mei nida or mei ziva, like the isa barash. But fine, the tour seems to say that from the tour says that from the din of the gemara says. That an isha cannot be kavas vest be made nidos and not be made zivos, but b'shem the Ramban he brings that ha inna nagush lelahafresh be made nidli made ziva. That's why the Beis Yosef also brings b'shem the Rashba, and that's better than the mashmais of the Mechaber and Ramah is that we're not mechalik. They don't bring these chilukim down when she's kavei when not. So on that, the Shach is being Mechadish, there's a tremendous Chiddush over here. He's saying that it's Dafka, L'chumra, that we're not Mechadish, to be made Nidin Zivas. But to be Mekol, even Mizvan Zeh, to be Kovei HaVes, that we're not going to do. And the Tereshlamim over here is Chedek on it, Tereshlamim is Chav Zayin. Right, and at the end he says, Ulani is Daiti, Yafakim Mizah Beis Yosef, and that's where the Sidrei Taira is Mechich, also Sidrei Taira at the end of Lamedal is Mechich from the Ramah and Sifid Gimel, and from the Ramah, not like the Shach. What?
What's in Svar are they saying not like Shach?
So the best you're going to get is this, the Teresh Shalom. They're bringing Hoi Chochas. The Teresh Shalom,
If you hold the Gzeir Durbanan, like many Achrayim
help. So why would that help if you hold
the Gzeir Durbanan? Because if it's looked in the Durbanan, then it can affect all the Durbanan is a Shaykh too. If it's Mamash Gzeir Durbanan, right, then they viewed her just whenever she sees. So it can affect any relevant Dini Durbanan.
So even the Kula they said?
Yeah, why not? If it's Chil Gzeir Durbanan, why not? If it's the Gzeir Masechta, you have to go to the Shaykh.
That part, I don't know.
Well, just a minute.
No, but I'm saying, I don't know if it's Mukh that yelled a minik from this.
Oh, no, but the Shach.
Because you could all that still because they had their abode. No, do it with the Shach.
Yeah, I get that.
By your own ear. It could be.
I was saying the Gam Sechta for sure, the asking of the Shach.
Yeah, okay. Could be. Okay. Okay, a sif chavtes, a zoyi zekena, kol she zekena kol kach shiruya shekoin la ima befanel mach zekenusa veina chesheshes. The Zerukhava is bringing the lashon of the lashon of the Torah. Now the Beis Yosef on the Torah brings the Gemara Daf Tes that the Gemara brings down the Shimon the Beis Shammai held. A zekena is someone that they call ima ve'ene baisha. And over there in the world we have machlekes of Zera and of Shmuel bar of Yitzchak, exactly in the dasa b'shamay. What does that mean? One says kol she'ene makpedes, and one says kol she'ene baisha. And where it says ika benayu, baisha ve'ene makpedes. So it seems that the Rashi passed like the Mandama in Makpedis, and that's where it seems from the Rambam. But they pass in the Kula that even if she's Baisha, but since she's not Makpedis, she has it in Zekena. That's what they say. Now, the Shulchan Aruch over here, he says the Lashon of the Torah. It's actually Mashman the Beis Yosef that he learned also in the Torah. And the Lashon Ve'ine Chesheshes, like the Rajba, then even if it's Busha, still since she's not Makpedes, she has a din of Zekena, from the fact that he didn't say that the Torah is Chaylik. The Goyin says, Ve'ine Chesheshes, Mashmos HaLoshin, Kemanda Omar, Sheina Makpedes, the like Atas, Kedivir HaMekel, the Vestis Drabana. Because Ves is a drabana. The Taz writes that the das of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch is the Chumra Davka by Enei Boishes is a Kena, not like the Rashban Rambam. But the Chayr the Taz is a Shtigal Tzarch Ian where he saw that. Especially like the Goyin says, since it's Rambam, we should be Mekel over here. Lamai said the Rashban, Teres Abayis HaKotzer, over there he says, Ve'ene Makpedes, which means the Kula. Like the Mandam that even Bebusha, still, since she's not Makpedes, she's a Kena. And the Torah writes Ve'ene Chesheshes. The Torah changes the Lashon from Ene Makpedes to Ene Chesheshes. Why did he change the Lashon? So if you take a look at the Beis Yosef says Nira Sherajba Paisi Kemandom Kosh Ene Makpedes. That's the Lashon of the Beis Yosef Nira, because he didn't see the Torah's Bais inside. He just saw what the Torah quoted of it. It's not a clear Lashon. And the Levush also is Ve'ene Makpedes, not like the Taz. Shlom Shulchanach Rab. The Aruch HaShulchan says a lashon like this, and I spay off. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Ve'im Yikru La Kain Bifaneha V'lei Takbid. If you call her this in front of her and she's not Makbid, V'gam Ene Cheshesh is the Zeh Klal. As he starts off, V'lei Takbid. And she's not Makbid, which is Mashvim, she has Busha. But then he says, "Ve'ene chashesh is a klal." What does that mean? That the chayr means that she's not boisha, right? And so the Aruch HaShulchan does have mashmais like the Taz, and the Chachos Adam actually in Kufi Beis Ois Tezayin writes like the Taz. He says, "Zekena shezekena kolkach ve'enei boisha." It's not enough that it's ene makpedes; it's also ene boisha. The Maisa, Allah Maisa, the Zmana said they quote the Chuvas Panamiris in Simin Beis, where he's dining over there a lady who was 53 years old, who didn't see a ray for 3 Einos, and he takes on where the Pashas that she had a din of Zekena. In the Chuvas Beis Shleima, who's also from the Gedolim of his times, Cheribesim Chavches. He quotes the Parim Meiris. He argues with him. He says, "Shver to say bezman zed that she has a din zakena. You have to be a zakena mamish. You have to be older, like 60 or 70, like we find in the Nevi Yehuda who dons that like a zakena." That's in one tshuva. Another tshuva he says that even though the shia is not klar, but Leinian Isha who's 58 and already many years past, like 8 years past, that she hasn't gotten her period, says mistabit to dana like a zakina. Some say 60 years old. B'derach klal, the way, I don't have so much experience with this, but actually I don't have any experience with it. At this age. But b'derach klal, it seems that all these shiurim are not really so practical because it slows down over a certain amount of time. And then it stops, and then sometimes it starts again, and so it's not like you can give an age and say, okay, at 60, if it stops for 3 months, it's over. Because that's not what happens. At whatever age that is, let's say 60, it starts to slow down slowly, skips a month or something like that. So.
But how relevant is it anyway? It's not less cool. She doesn't see.
If it's not a best kavua, but even it says right, it's can't in a cheshesh the best sheinik kavua. Okay, now that's sif chavtes, sif lam beis. Chazra liris ba'inis ketane shayis lamud aliyais roye ben. She is chazra to see in Aynis Ketanis that she used to see in. Chazra kviusa rishin. Invest aflaga chazra lakad musa. In tia aflaga kumay shayz mavud atchila. Shavest afil pamachas chayzer zakad musa shayn zgala shadilu garishin lay siluk. It's not a siluk. Lay siluk dami al mikra. Of his chomer din azikin with din aktan shleigi zman liroyes. What? So okay. So over here, okay, let's go on to lambeis. Pa'omim sheisha kivas laves v'seiches. It's possible for yisha to be kivay a vest within a vest. Ketzad. Rosa shalish pa'om resh chaydish. She saw 3 times resh chaydish. V'reviyis bebeis lachaydish. The 4th time was on beis lachaydish. Uber resh chaydish. Chem chamish is v'shish is a record of v'shtei vestais. So now, be'etzim lambeis. It goes back to Gemara and Dafir Aleph, Daf Lamates on the base. We have Machlekes over there of Amroyim, if you could be Kavei a Vest, we may need to do so. Rav Yechon and Shlokish. And even Rav Yechon holds that Isha could be Kavas a Vest, we may need to do so. Over there, he says that that this is only if it's not a Mayim Psuch, meaning that which we say that Isha could be kavas, the best may nidus is if there was a stop and then start. But if it's just from the same flow of her nidus, then not. Then he's maidah. That's what Gemara says, maidah over there. Therefore, let's say she saw 3 times an alf l'chaydish and also hey l'chaydish, she's not going to be kavas, the best except for alf l'chaydish. Because the hey l'chaydish is a continuation from the alf. Now, on Lamtes over there, Tes on the base over there is Machlegis Amaroyim, and what the Machlegis of Yechon Rish Lakish is. Her papa says that she saw 2 years from Mayim Pesuach on Alf Lechaydish and also He Lechaydish. And then in the 3rd month, she saw only on He Lechaydish. So over there, Rav Yechon held that even though the first 2 months the Re'iyah was Bimei Nidusa, and when it was the Re'iyah on Yom Hei came from a Mayim Pesuach, but since in the third month she saw from a Mayim Sosom, right, because she didn't see on Aleph before that, that's Megaltas on the earlier times, that when she saw on Hei, it wasn't because of the Mayim Pesuach, was Altzaves Kavu for that Yom. That's where Rav Papa learns. Rav Huna Breda Rav Shul learned. Then no, in this case, Rav Yechon will also be made that they are not kavei avest. Rav Yechon is talking about the other way around. She saw 2 months from a Mayan Sasson. She saw on Alf the Chodesh. And then the third time she saw Chavhei. And then from Chavhei it went into Alf. So since the first 2 times she saw on this day from a Mayan Sasson, that's Megaltas on the third year, that it wasn't because of a Mayim Pesuach, it was because of the day of Aleph. The Maskana, it seems like the Halach is like Rav Huna Breda Rav Shul. Now, the Rishayim have Machlekes in this case of Rav Huna Breda Rav Shul. So we're saying that she's Kaveya for Aleph. Does that mean she has to be Chayshish for Chav Hei or not? Also, does she also have to be Chayshish for Chav Hei or not? So the Raivin in Balei Nefesh, he says that if that which she saw on Chav Hei was just Tosefes Damim, so then Chayra, she doesn't have to be Chayshish for it. It's just that month she had extra blood. So it started on Chav Hei, but the real Riyah was enough. But then he has the second side. He says, but maybe we're Mesupik. We know it's Tosefes Damim, we're being Chayshish. If we're being chayshish, then she should have to be chayshish for Yom Chafei also, because maybe the real Re'iyah is Chafei. The Ravid goes on to La Halach, he says you have to be chayshish for also Chafei, the Chaydish, and that's with Ramban and Halachas, Paskins, and the Torah. Now, the Bach learned like this. The Bach learned that it's Al-Tzafik. It's Al-Tzafik. But the Chavis does, yeah.
If I'm born the Ravid, he felt Tzafik?
No, so the reason why I thought in the Raivin might be a service, because he starts off with a clear. Do we view it as Tosefes Damim? Well, maybe it's not Tosefes Damim. So I don't know how it follows through that the what he's saying. What's
no, it's Moshe Shema Ves Nachrini Kava. It's Moshe this is a Ves.
Right.
Maybe another will be Kava.
So it's a maybe.
And maybe another one will be Kava.
When?
It's Moshe Shema Ves Nachrini will be Kaveya.
And therefore,
and this is the best, and maybe another one will be kaveh as well.
Ah,
and then, but also would be in the Gemara, it would be very sure to say there's no kaveh's best, because this there's a mechlek sharing with shlakish.
Right.
Are we kaveh's best? You may need to earn.
Right.
And what's the case? This case. Right. You tell me it's not a real kaveh's best on Aleph. If this is the case.
No, Aleph is. We're talking about kaveh now.
This no. The Bach says Aleph's not. That's the Bach and the Drisha.
The Bach says Aleph.
Right. And going that side, I'm saying that's like right. Very schwer to say in the right, but that right. He's saying that because the Gemara is saying Spitz case in Reishana. No.
Right.
No, not Aleph, because the Gemara is saying the Spitz case is Aleph. That's where Reishana says Din.
Right. Right. The Chavis Das learns. Chavis right. Das learns that, yeah. That it's a vest. It's a vest vade for Aleph. Just maybe she's could be another vest for Chafei.
Also, the Taz and the Shach earlier in Sifud Gimel when they're arguing over there.
They also
there, he quoted as his Kavir, the Taz quotes as a Kavir's vest, and then the Kurdish Kesef argues and just says you can't compare a Flaga to a Chaydish because the Torah is learning this is a Chaydish, and that's the Rabbi's learning, and then the Kurdish Kesef, whatever, he argues on the Taz is Dimya, but it's clear in the Shach Taz over there that it's a Kavir's vest.
This is an idea you may need this. Meziva, that's another Gemara in Laman Chesam Abeis, where the 11 days of a Ches is Tyra. Shmuel says of the Inakave Aves, Besachim Mezivasai, Tosis over there learns, Tosis Balmar, and Asagi Gimel learned, there are Vechem Shlakash, Amoide by Mezivusa. You could be Kave Aves. That's a different discussion over there. But now the in Lamed Gimel, let's just finish up in Lamed Gimel. In Lam Gimel, Mu'uberes. Mu'uberes la'achas shlesh chadashim li'ibura. Umeinika kochav da'alachayish achaleida savlat. Eina kevas vest. Afil mei savlat. Agam lotzayur, she's weaning him off. Shadamim sulakim mehankal zman ibura b'chochav da'alachayish. Kamal chashash l'riyish shatira kiderach chashash l'vesh enikvur. We once spoke about this a little. Like, if she's in a selekas damim, so then why she has to be chayshish like a veshen kavua? Right? Right. So that's what we asked.
Do we have an answer?
Yeah, we said our karchav shad in shem tikva vest is not because of chayshish that she's in a actually be kavei vest. What did we say? We gave a chalik. We made a chalik. Wasn't a good gishmak at Eretz, but we. Now, but again, Muberes. So the Shulchan Aruch over here, says La'achas shleisha chadashim li'ibura, and that's why we saw earlier in Kuf Beidal that Siv Zayin also, the Shach over there, Oisid Zayin, tells us in Siv Kuf Beidas Yisbar Kamaz Man Shir Hakar Suba, the Taz is also Mitzayin to over here. Agapanim, the Beis Yosef over here. The Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef. Yosef quotes quotes the Rashba. It's in this paragraph, he says, Kasa Rajba, Dijan Vazimanata, Yonamini Kasa. He uses a lashon of muberes is from when she knows that she's a ubra, and from when she knows she's a ubra, which over there it's before in the Beis Yosef that even if it's mizbar to us before and then she's hukra ubra, but she's not mesulek as dumb as long as the ubra is not nicker, because when it comes nicker, that's the part that when it comes nicker that she's muberes. That's when it's Resheha, Vevereha, Kvedim, and that is the Siba, that's the cause for the Sila Kadam. And as the Sila Kadamim is, because she's already, her whole body is weakened, which is from Huka Ubra. Right? That's Lashon. The Mechaber said, where?
The first paragraph.
So that's Lashon Mechaber. Mubaris Misha Huka Ubra, from when it's Huka Ubra. Now, the Siddur Torah in Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sif Zayin of there brings a Chuvas Avodas Gershuni and a Chuvas Shvus Yaakov. They held that this is the reason why you need Hukka Obra, because then it's Barad Shemub Beres. Before that, I'm sorry, they say very simple. Why do you need Hukka Obra? Very simple, because before you know she's Shemub Beres. But they both agree that if Lamaisi, you had a way to find out that she's Ubra-Beres, she's B'chazmus L'lechus, but before that, so it's not Dafka Hukobra. So the Tyre argues on that. He says, in his Mechicha from the Gemara and Daftes, Lamaisi Bizmaninu, the Metzias is that as soon as she becomes pregnant, she's already Mislechus Dhamma. So going to the Avodah Zarah Gershuni and the Shavus Yaakov, there's no need in over here. Because they're Nechrami. But according to the other Pesachim that need Hukah Ubra, so the question is, what's the din nowadays? Do we say that since the Metzias is that they don't see Dam, therefore they're Mislechus? Or no, I taka need Hukah Ubra to give her a din of Mislechus Dam. So Rabbi Kiveg already in Kamak of Chavches spoke about this. And he wants to be noted to say that the Lanis Daiti, even though we see a Nenu Royce that the Neshay Didan Amisulak is Daman, but you still might need Inin Okobra. Rav Moshe and Yerdei Chedekimel Simchav Beis, I'm sorry, Simon Nun Beis over there seems to say that that if it's Hubrai day, if you know through a blood test or whatever it may be us, that we know that she's Mubaris, so then she'll be Mislak is done from what we know. Even though there are two other chuvas where he's not so make off. In Yerdei Chelik Dalet Siman Yud Zayin, and also in Evin Ezer Chelik Beis Siman Dalet, the Chaznish was Meikol. The Chassam Seifa we once spoke at, the I think some of these Maram claims the Chassam Seifa, and Siman Kuf Samach Teh says Vade Achush Meid Miyad Acha Klita Sazera Nesmay Dam Nidasa Shundaf Lad Noitzim and Nizim Imen, right? The Uber is nourishes from it. I'm sorry, you can't just say svar alone. Actually, it's hard for the zegam. Kveida roisha vevreha bala achar karsa uba. Faraz le samchina chazaka zu adgim chadashu she is hard for shneim. Now, as he's saying, you're right, even though we see it, it's clear to us, but we can't just rely on what we see or on what seems to be until it's actual. So even Sarif it with it. We spoke about
didn't we have only eaten by pills if we would consider him Sakh's dumb or not, and then we thought the way we were master music, wasn't there? Yeah. Place them in the same as Mamasa that we see Mamish, that like, women are Mamish, like Zaman and them, at least the women who are and don't have clothes, and they would be considered a.
So we gave a dinam of like a best fetus and those things. Yeah.
If we consider. Huh? I'm saying if I thought we were Mamish, like we were wrong, if you.
Now it's the regular dinam of like Zaman. Because you know, because man, she's doing the mice of taking the pill, she's not going to see it.
Right.
It's proven. Over here, she's not doing any mice. That's what he's saying. It's a svara. That's what he's saying. It's a svara alone. That you see that they don't see. But she's not doing any mice to prevent it.
What, it's like mach over their tummy? It's like harada.
Right, that's what we went down to. It makes the chilk of harada and other.
Isn't harada just something which practically we see, does she doesn't have dam during the situation? Why would you give them
the harada? Okay, because the Achren, there will be a mechalik between Harada and Bahala and all this.
Right, I mean, this is fakir. This is like where situation where we know about that is.
Some say the same, that's not enough to know. Right, that's what he's saying.
I'm saying, but Harada itself, I'm asking, isn't it just that we see that when she's scared, it happens?
No, it's with Harada, it's suddenly fearing. It's suddenly creating the fear. Something there besides that.
Besides what?
Besides the mitzvah that she's not seeing. The sun is blocking it. The charad is blocking it.
Yeah, I remember that because we saw that. What? She's not seeing. I thought the charad is causing her not to see. Am I wrong?
So, yeah.
So how do we know that?
So over here, what's causing that sea?
We know we see. No, like we saw how we looked at ladies, saw they were scared, they didn't see. We look at ladies, she's pregnant.
We'll say different than that. It's more than that, because it's not just we looked and we saw. Since for the rice, he can't do that.
Oh, because only he's only the rice. It's not
that's what I just said. He's saying the rice.
Only because it's the rice.
Seeing that she's pregnant, that alone is not, the Uber is stopping her.
So when does that happen?
We see that before it stops.
He says because misvara is not enough to block a dindaraisa.
It's machine of rose.
I understand to go against the derisa, you know, it takes a lot. To you, it's easy. It turns into a mini. We throw it out the window. I don't know where that comes from. Mini could be more chomer, right? Mini is a derisa. Turns into a nether. If you make it into a mini, you might get into more trouble. The Maisel Shulchan Aruch says after 3 months by Manika within 24 months we're not Kaveya Vest. The Ramban held that you could be Kaveya Vest, the Torah brings down the Shach talks about the Siddur Taira wrote in Pesachei Tshuva and discusses it. We spoke about a little the Marsham back over there. I don't know, a lot of places Daka learned that within 24 months, Shulchan Aruch is not Kaveh Vest. Even if she has a Vest Kavua, we're not going to be Kaveh. And that's why we take on also, that she's not Kaveh Vest during the first 24 months after she gives birth.
Even though she's not full, it's like it's not like.
Right.
It's like I'm sure.
Right, correct. She's become Mokim, Chosheshes for like a Vest Sheini Kavua. Fine, we spoke more about it then, I think. What's by Menekes? Is it totally in the Hanako? Is it in the Vereb and Frekes? Let's say this is Mapeles, miscarriage, or C-section, things like that. What? Yeah. I think we did. Anyways, the Pesachei Tshuva brings it from the place here over here. Fine. Okay, so that's Simon. Simon, you can go. I'm just finished there. So that's Simon Kofi Tess. There's a Shem. We'll start Kofi Tzadi.